Site under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth. Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good, ladies and gentlemen, we're always delighted to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We look forward to your call-in, questions, and comments. We have designed our format around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, invite you to join in the discussion on it. Today we're talking about we're talking about an issue that at first would sound a little odd, perhaps, to you. Oh, ye hypocrites. The 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus continually said, woe unto you hypocrites, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, woe. The word woe in the Greek text simply means calamity, calamity. And so I'm simply calling it today, oh, ye hypocrites. And to give you a little fast forward, what we're really talking about is what I have called, before, the hunters are now the hunted. Those that for years, 10 years approximately, that's been trying to persecute, prosecute, incriminate, weaponize the lawfare system in order to destroy President Donald J. Trump, they are now coming to the forefront and becoming the hunted. Now listen, I understand that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, along with the Marxist media, all screaming hair on fire, saying that it's retribution. No, it's not retribution. It's called justice. And I don't know about you, but I believe that God's Word is absolutely full of the theological doctrinal fact of justice. Justice is needed in America. If we do not find justice, if we do not bring about justice for what has been done that was illegal, unconstitutional, and wrong, it would be forced to replicate itself in the future. So I want to say today, oh, ye hypocrites. Ladies and gentlemen, our world is rapidly changing. Rapidly changing. We're going to talk about several things today. First and foremost, on the top of the news media, is that of the peace treaty, the peace plan, the peace that's been negotiated with Israel, and as President Trump calls it, peace in the Middle East. Now, is it peace? Will the peace last? What's wrong with the 20-point peace plan? What could go wrong? What in the world could go wrong with 20-point peace plan that's negotiated with Hamas, the Islamic jihadist terrorist in the midst of Israel? What could go wrong with the fact that they're supposed to, the second point in the peace plan out of 20 major phases? The second phase is for Hamas, the Islamic jihadist, to lay down all of their weapons. Do you believe that'll happen? Do you think it's possible for it to happen? Can this be? Will this be? Is it possible that this is the peace that the Scripture talks about in relationship to the peace in Israel? Is it possible that we're seeing that? Let me just give you a little parenthetical footnote hint. No, it is not. And we'll tell you why during the course of this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, after a brief monologue, we open our telephone lines, invite you to call in. join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your comments, discussion, and questions in relationship to the issue today. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, our issue and answers to the issues are not based on philosophical rhetoric. It's not based on denominational dogma. We do not base our position on that which is politically correct. Our conversation, our discussion, the issues that we deal with, based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it God's truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. By the way, that word indeed means truly. The evidence of a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is constantly staying in the word of God. And Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, that's misquoted so often. In fact, even in secular realms, they talk about you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Or they just use the abbreviated, and the truth shall make you free. It's the truth of the Word of God that sets us free. John 17:17 identifies that truth factor. John 17:17 is a declaratory statement about the truth of the Word of God. Thy word is truth. It didn't say thy word is partial truth or a similitude of truth or find some truth element in it. Thy word is, definitive statement, thy word is truth. Truth, the word of God, is the source book of all truth. We can look at the word of God, studying it from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, and we'll find it is the progressive revelation of God to man. We're looking at, in the book Bible, that which God has done, is doing, and shall do. And when we see multitudes of issues taking place on a world scene, on the local, national, and state scene, may I remind us that my recommendation has always been that we view every event through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How do we handle what is taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Howbeit, we have a whole segment of society today that rejects truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a profound yet very correct statement in the dystopian novel titled 1984. Orwell said this: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the most hated, rejected, reviled element of society are those that will stand on the truth. You know, most times in a court of law, the Bible is placed, and you place your hand on it. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Why is that inculcated in part of our jurisprudence system in America? Because it is the truth of the Word of God that's indelibly linked to the present, past, present, and future, and throughout all of eternity. Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people today that reject truth, do not want to hear truth. In fact, one element in society that I'm praying that we're witnessing and watching a perhaps change in that, I've got a survey in my hands titled Most Younger Americans Say There's No Absolute Truth. It opens, the article opens this way: Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, evidence of real things, evidence of facts and actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. But this article further states that 55% of the millennials, 18-to-35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Each person, they say, determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we find those in society today, especially in the Beltway in D.C., Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffers, I don't think they'd recognize truth if it slapped them in the face. We've been lied to, deceived by the folks that's supposed to be leading us as civil government, we've been lied to so many times, it's an impossibility to in some way fish out, derive out of something that they're doing and saying and find it to be truth. You listen today, for example, Chuck Schumer says the Republicans shut the government down. Hakeem Jeffers said it's a shutdown derived by the Republicans. And ladies and gentlemen, the furthest thing from the truth you'd ever hear. The CR, that is the continuing resolution, was already drawn up, signed off on, approved by the entire House, and then the Senate, through Chuck Schumer's leadership, shut the government down because of not wanting to go along with a 7-week continuing resolution to then hammer out the details. The Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats are wanting to have $1.5 trillion additional monies set aside to pay the health care benefits for illegal invaders in America. They say, no, that's not the case. Yes, it is. That element, listen, that element, that meaning the element of paying the for the health care for the illegal invaders, was put in during the Biden era. It was put in under part of a bill that included it, and it was specifically for the period of COVID. But with the big, beautiful bill, as Trump called it, that was removed. And as a result of that being removed, now the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party wants to add it back, and they shut the government down in order to do so. Well, I'm thankful that we got folks in D.C. that are wise enough to see what's happening and to allow it to be shut down. By the way, one element of benefit in the shutdown, I just read an article this morning, 34,000 IRS agents are being put on leave. Furlough, 34,000 IRS agents. And when I looked at a list the other day, we have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of federal workers that are put on furlough. And it's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, very factually, it is my prayer that during the furlough time, President Trump will fire thousands upon thousands of excess federal bureaucratic workers that's a weight and a lack of a, has no benefit for society as we know it today. Ladies and gentlemen, an article that I'm reading, headlines, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. This article reads, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education, and there's no more serious problem than the notion fashionable in academia today and has been for decades that truth is relative, or that it's a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. I believe therein lies the problem. We cannot get to an end result that is beneficial for the American public because of a denial and a denial of the recognition of what is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and has a full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Listen, our world, our nation, our cities, and our states are rapidly changing. By the way, what I would call the top of the hour news today is the so-called Middle East-Israeli peace agreement. President Trump, Bibi Netanyahu, and most of the media are talking about that today. The peace plan is a, how would you call it, set up in several stages. Stage one is to release all 48 of the remaining hostages in the caves and the tunnels in Gaza. Ladies and gentlemen, we've discovered that a number of those hostages have already died. They have been murdered during the past 24 months while being housed in underground, unsanitary, wicked, evil, demonic conditions. With, as one former hostage said, he was forced to go without being able to have any cleanliness for his body. He was forced to watch as others were tortured. He was forced to sleep on the ground. He went through the whole litany of things he was forced to do as a result of being a hostage under the thumb of the Islamic jihadist. And now there's 48 left. I understand, based on the best news sources, that approximately 20 of those are still alive. Maybe a few more or a few less. But they're going to supposedly, speaking of the Islamic jihadist, the Hamas, they're supposed to produce all 48 of the individuals, either the carcasses, the bodies of those that have deceased, as well as those that are alive. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that that will be number one. President Trump insisted that that be the first phase of the peace agreement, that all hostages would be released. But listen, there's a trigger to that. For the 48 hostages from Hamas to be released, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Israel's entire cabinet will need to release over 2,000 Islamic jihadist terrorists. The most murderous, the most dangerous, the most wicked, evil terrorist that's in prisons in Israeli jails will be released. Now listen, perhaps you say, well, there's something wrong with the number. Absolutely. What we will find, in my most humble opinion, in the next few days, the next few months, we will discover that the Islamic jihadist, with an additional 2,000 soldiers on the streets, will be causing more harm and danger for Israel. Keep in mind, listen, the October the 7th, 2023, murderous raid from the Islamic jihadists that killed about 1,400 people, most of them Jewish people. The one that led that massacre was a previous hostage or a previous prisoner in Israeli jails that was released in a portion of what was called a peace plan about 4 years ago. He led the team to massacre 1,400. So what can you imagine with 2,000 Islamic jihadists being released? Now listen, you say, well, you're against releasing them. I'm against it at all cost. But it's being done in the negotiated plan to get the 48 hostages returned that's in the tunnels in Gaza. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about the future. I'm concerned about what is going to take place. The second phase is for Hamas. Listen to this now. Here's where my question lies. And that telephone number is 904-831-0917. In just one moment, we'll open our lines, invite you to call. Love to hear from you to discuss this and other elements of what we're talking about today. But the second phase, we talked about the first phase of the peace agreement, as President Trump calls it, peace in the Middle East, the Middle East peace plan. And there's 20 points, 20 phases, 20 things that must be accomplished in this total plan. First is the release of the hostages that the Islamic jihadists have been holding now for 2 years. Some are dead, some are alive. The second phase is that the Islamic jihadists, known as Hamas, are to lay down all weapons and to cease all war against Israel. Now listen very carefully. If you think that's going to take place, everybody that's local in the geographical area that we're talking with will understand this. If you think that's going to take place, I will sell you the Buckman Bridge, dismantle it, reinstall it in your backyard at no cost. In other words, what I'm saying, I don't believe that will ever get to the second phase. I don't believe it is possible for the Islamic jihadists called Hamas to be willing to lay down arms and stop war, not just lay down the arms, but turn in all weapons, I think, as a part of that second phase. Now listen, am I hoping that there's some kind of peace agreement? Yes. Do I pray that somehow, some way, Israel will be living in safety? Yes. But listen, this war, this battle has been going on for pretty near 4,000 years. It comes out of the result, according to the scripture, in the 16th, 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, that Ishmael's, which is the illegitimate son of Abraham, Ishmael's prodigy will be hated of all nations, be a wild man and hated of all nations, the scripture tells us. We're seeing the end result of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that needs to be done, we need to recognize what is taking place and ask God to intervene. I'm looking at the headline. Trump confirms peace deal in Israel. All of the hostages will be released very soon. Now, number one, the deadline date for releasing the hostages was scheduled for this past Sunday. It didn't happen. One day after the two-year anniversary of Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel, President Donald Trump announced a peace deal to free the remaining hostages has finally been accepted. Quote, I'm very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan, Trump said on Truth Social. This means that all of the hostages will be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed upon line at the first step toward a strong, durable, everlasting peace. All parties will be treated fairly, end quote. Quote, this is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. And we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, Turkey, who worked so hard to make this historic, unprecedented event happen. And then, in bold print in this article, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, end quote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, with God's help, we'll bring them all home, talking about the hostages. Quote, this is an historic achievement, and it has taken away all of Hamas's leverage over Israel. It's now gone. The hostages were the leverage point for Hamas holding it over Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that this will hold. It is my prayer at least it will hold until after the hostages are released. Listen, once the hostages are all released, it is no holds barred. If the Islamic jihadists fail to meet the second standard of laying down their weapons, turning in their weapons, and ceasing the war against Israel, that will cancel the peace agreement. Now, I'm not saying I hope that happens, but I'm telling you, the odds are that they will never cease the battle. They will never lay down their weapons. The Islamic jihadists will never stop battling against Israel, because the goal of Islam, the word Islam means submission. The goal of Islam is to destroy every Jew and every Christian on the face of God's green earth. That's the goal. That's the Islamic goal. That's the pattern. That was the pattern under Muhammad. That's the pattern today. And that's what's taking place around the world, is the uprising, the rising up of the Islamic jihadists on a national, international basis. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question to comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning. God bless. Yes, you're talking about the powers of darkness that, and in this peace treaty that they're trying to, President Trump is trying to bring about. Has been looking at it. There's a bowing right at the beginning. Why do Israel have to free up so many as compared to getting back the hostage? So the bowing to the powers seem to be right there at the beginning. What expectations can we have? Anyway, my point this morning is that our founders, under God, the leading of God, under the blessed Holy Spirit, were able to come up with the greatest constitution in the history of humanity, as they founded this country in the name of Almighty God. But they were not perfect. The Holy Spirit guided them. But we now today are recognizing a loophole, a problem that the enemy is utilizing. The enemy is making use of the loophole, which we could agree that is the problem of freedom of religion. We have things of the religion which we are hard to praise God, Almighty God. We know the religions that deal with another God, not the Christian God, not Jehovah God. And our founders were under Almighty God, Christian God. So we end up with a problem now with the freedom of religion that has presented a tremendous loophole that is, as it were, getting ready to bury America. As I could, you know, the powers of darkness just utilize. We should not have to bow to what is called religion that is serving some other God.
Lily, if I could jump in for a moment, let me put a little footnote to what you're saying. In our Constitution, our founding fathers referred to Christianity, rather than calling it Christianity, they called it true religion. It was understood then by our founders and our founding document that true religion was pointing to and meant only one thing. That is Christianity. That's the only true religion. But because it was worded in the way that it is worded, it leaves, as you called it, very clearly spoken, a loophole that is there that we've allowed religions to come into America, Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Islam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and a bunch of other isms that come into play that's destroying our nation. It's undermining the warp and the woof. That's the actual fabric of our nation today. So I'm in agreement with you. I wish it had been, and unfortunately it was not, where our founding fathers should have called it true religion, should have called it Christianity and not true religion.
One question, one little point I want to present to you, something to think about, because I have been thinking about it. I think at this time it seemed to be clear that something needs to be done with that with loophole, which I'm thinking about, the Convention of States. I don't know, you know, for you to give you an idea what shouldn't we join our lot behind that and make use of the opportunity to see if we could do something about the loophole before it's too late.
Well, Lily, let me touch on that very quickly. It's an elongated story, but I'll try to boil it down to a thumbnailed, capsulized statement. The Convention of States is the idea that you have the states gathered together to discuss, talk about, thrash out, and analyze our present Constitution and make decisions where it needs to be corrected, updated, and changed. Now, the idea is good. However, the problem is once the gavel falls and the Convention of States would be opened and the discussion takes place, we've got too many loose likes, lost liberals, too many that are socialist, Marxist, communist that would be around that table that would probably wind up destroying the elements of and benefit that we have in our Constitution today. I do not want a Convention of States meeting to wrestle with, to problematically bother with, and to irrationally reason over modifications of our Constitution. I believe that there is that loophole that you spoke of. I believe that it was inadvertently done by our founding fathers, believing that the only thing that would ever be called true religion would be Christianity. But I do not want our Constitution tinkered with. The problem that we're finding today in the state of Florida is the manifestation of those outside elements that's paying enough money to get enough signatures to have our Florida Constitution changed that will make it a legal, acceptable constitutional right to have marijuana on every table and every plate and every home and every family to destroy our nation's youth in particular. So I do not want our Constitution tinkered with. And I understand what you're saying, I understand the rationale behind it, but it just simply does not work out that way in reality. Lily, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead and we'll start out, and then we'll ask you to hold over till after the top of the hour news. But go ahead with your question.
How it works is Israel, since its inception in May of 1948, has fought 20 wars. Over half of those wars involve Gaza and Lebanon, southern Lebanon.
You're exactly
I'll
right,
wait till
Jim.
After that.
Yes, hang over. Hold on just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues today. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and WATY, Folkston.
But that's